So let's do a quick recap of what we discussed yesterday. We started the final ruku, ruku number 6 of Surah Al-Mu'minun. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل ربي إما تريني ما يوعدون. Say, O sustainer, if you were to show me that which was promised to them, ربي فلا تجعلني في القوم الظالمين, then O sustainer, do not include me among those wrongdoing people. In other words, Allah had promised that if you continue to disobey, you can get punished. As much as Allah will not wipe out the entire nation, whilst the Nabi is amongst them, segments of that nation can get punished. So Allah is teaching Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and by extension teaching us, that make dua, that oh Allah, when punishment comes on the wrongdoers, don't include me in it. At times even the pious or the innocent can be included, but then they will be resurrected according to their intention. However, we should seek protection against that. The hadith also teaches us a dua, وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ بِقَوْمٍ فِتْنَةً فَتَوَفَّنِي غَيْرَ مَفْتُونَ. When you decide to test a nation, then let me die without being tested. The Quran tells us, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً, that be careful and continuously guard yourself against a sedition. لا يصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة, that will not afflict the wrongdoers among you alone. There will be a broad-based affliction. وَإِنَّ عَلَىٰ أَن نُرِيَكَ مَا نَعِدُهُمْ لَقَادِرُونَ. We have the power to show you what we had promised them. Meaning, they think that we're making these threats and that we can't deliver on these threats. We do. We do. But the general rule is, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ السَّيِّئَةِ. Repel evil with that which is best. You don't all the time have to reciprocate evil with evil, O my Nabi. Reciprocate it with that which is better. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَصِفُونَ. We know very well that which they attribute to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Eventually, their actions will catch up with them. But for now, reciprocate with that which is better. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And say, O sustainer, I seek your refuge from the promptings of the Satans. So Allah was indicating how to deal with the devils amongst the humans. Now Allah is saying, when it comes to the devils amongst the jinn, seek direct protection in me from them. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَن يَحْضُرُونَ. And I seek refuge in you, O sustainer, that they come to me. Meaning, if they come too close to you, they're going to impact on you, they're going to affect you. And we discussed the dua which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. And he mentioned the same, or he recommended the same dua to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, was struggling to sleep at night, because that's one of the things that the devils do. They trouble you so that you don't sleep. Now we take the discussion further. Verse 99, Allah says, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Till death reaches one of them, he shall say, O my sustainer, send me back. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. I might do some good deed in that which I left behind. Never. It is merely a word that he utters. Behind them is a veil till a day when they shall be raised. Now these sinners, these transgressors, these unbelievers, they continue to talk big. They continue to mock and scoff and jeer. When death comes before them, and now they can see the punishment that awaits them on the other side of death, now they beg, oh Allah, send us back, send us back. We'll do better, we'll do better. Well, firstly, Allah says, there's no sending you back. That's not going to happen. Kalla, never. But even if we were to send you back, إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. These are just words you are saying. وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah says, were they to be sent back, they would still do that which they were prohibited from, and they are surely liars. If we gave them a second chance, they'll do the wrong deeds again. Hence Allah tells us, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Spend from that which I have given you before death comes to you. فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Then you say, O sustainer, if only you could give me respite for a short while so that I may give in charity and become of the righteous. No. Once death comes, that's it. There's no second chance. There's no short respite. There's just, you know, give me a minute. No. There's nothing of that. Now, if that is what you're going to fear when you see the punishment at the time of death, imagine what's it going to be like in Barzakh. وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Behind them is a veil till the day when they shall be raised. Barzakh literally means a barrier. So when you die, you go into an intermediary kind of phase, which is Barzakh. You can't return to the world, but you're still not in the year after. And once the trumpet is blown and we are all resurrected, then you go into Akhirah. into the year after, and you can't come back into Barzakh. So if you see the punishment at the time of death that awaits you, and you get such a shock that you want a second chance, imagine what's going to happen in Barzakh. And then imagine what's going to happen in the year after. And imagine for the unbelievers perpetuity in the hellfire. So that is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is highlighting. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding. We will continue tomorrow, inshallah.